This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. It could be a tougher than usual slog home this afternoon because of some impending storms. All the weather details live now from meteorologist John Furyk.
Yeah, take a look at winds Doppler radar right now. It's relatively quiet, but that's going to change as we head through the rest of today. We're going to see showers and thunderstorms get going here during the early afternoon. Certainly the most widespread storms are going to be mid to late afternoon, right during the afternoon commute, unfortunately. The main concern with these is going to be the potential for flash flooding, certainly lower visibility out there. There could be some high water out on the road, so definitely keep that in mind. Allow yourself some extra time out there this afternoon. There could also be some localized damaging wind gusts with any storm that does roll through, and then things should calm down later on tonight. Bridget?
Keep it locked to 1010 Winds for round-the-clock weather updates. This morning, a man stabbed in the head on a one train in Harlem. And police say the 56-year-old victim seemed to be asleep when he was attacked right near 145th Street just after 6 this morning. He's in stable condition now at Mount Sinai Morningside. So far, a man is in custody and cops have recovered a knife. Motive is not yet clear. An investigation is underway. In Queens, an investigation is underway after a highly decomposed body was found inside a van. The man was found yesterday afternoon on Callaway Street in Corona. Investigators say it seems he might have been living in that vehicle. Looks like no signs of foul play so far, but the medical examiner has yet to confirm how the man died. It seems more and more likely the mayoral ballot this November will look awfully familiar.
The only thing the non-Mamdani candidates in the race seem to agree on is that he needs to be defeated. The way to do that is to rally support behind one candidate, which is reportedly what Andrew Cuomo will be proposing. Whoever has the lead in September should be the person to challenge Mamdani. Political analyst Ben Max.
In the unlikely event that Eric Adams and Curtis Sliwa agree to stop campaigning and back Cuomo, that would give Andrew Cuomo a decent chance at defeating Zohran Mamdani.
Mamdani remains the favorite in early polling. Adams and Cuomo have both called on each other to drop out. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And a spokesperson for Andrew Cuomo telling 1010 Winds there will be an official announcement soon. An emergency inspection has partially shut down the Fire Island Inlet Bridge. Stephen Canzaneri, a DOT spokesman, says something fell off the span last night that prompted a safety check. And for now, traffic is limited to one direction only as crews conduct a full-scale inspection. The bridge connects Jones Beach Island to Robert Moses State Park. And yes, it is the only way to drive in. A baseball player from Long Island was a surprise first-round draft pick.
Hauppauge High School varsity baseball coach Josh Gutes says he is not surprised that 18-year-old Michael Oliveto was a Detroit Tigers draft pick.
teachers and had texted me about him. Opposing coaches were texting me about him. He's just somebody that everybody was so happy for.
Oliveto was impressive. He was planning to go to Yale University in the fall, and now he must make the decision, Yale or Tigers.
Yeah, he is the definition of the total package, and everything he does, he's just going to be better at than anybody else.
Oliveto's closest family and friends were with him when the announcement was made. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hauppauge, Long Island.
More delivery workers in New York City could soon be earning a guaranteed minimum wage.
Instacart has been fighting the bill that sets a minimum wage of $21 an hour for its delivery people and was even running an electronic ad council members saw when they came in for the vote.
The city council wants to pass laws that could raise the cost of groceries in New York even more.
Councilman Sean Abreu sponsored three of the bills.
At the end of the day, we gotta provide our workers with a decent living wage.
Following court challenges, a similar raise for food delivery workers went into effect this year. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Delivery apps are warning this could drive up costs. The NYPD's Q team is going all in on Manhattan. Starting today, every precinct in the borough will get a quality of life unit targeting low-level nuisances such as illegal vending, scooters, blocked sidewalks. Commissioner Jessica Tisch says a two-month pilot led to more than 6,000 summonses, 357 arrests in all. The rest of the city's precincts will get the Q teams by Labor Day. Two crashes one block apart shut down Deer Park Avenue for hours this morning. The first one happened at about 3:40 near Grand Boulevard. Two cars collided. One flipped and slammed into a gas station sign. And then just minutes later, a Suffolk County police officer responding to the scene crashed into a van at Lake Avenue. Both drivers, the cop and the van driver, went to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The road reopened at about 7:45, but the investigation continues. Well, you might say she probably didn't see this one coming. A private investigator says helped police arrest an alleged fortune teller.
When you see ads on the street for palm and tarot card readings, you probably don't realize it's illegal.
You see fortune telling parlors all over New York City.
PI Bob Nygaard has been helping police track down illegal fortune tellers. The latest suspect, Pamela Ufi, is charged with bilking a woman out of 87 grand. He calls it organized crime and says it won't stop until authorities take it more seriously.
If you take care of the small problems, then you don't end up with the big problems. If you take care of the fortune telling, you don't end up with the grand larceny.
He's been trying to sound the alarm on this for years.
It's like knocking my head against a brick wall.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.